Oh, this game just gives me such happy vibes. Like, it's not not a happy game per se, but I don't know, it just makes me happy. All quests. Wait, no, active. Industry slaughter. What weapons do I have? Oh, I have lots. Okay, wait. Oh, that's the one I have. Oh. Iron well. Yeah, I'll do that one. Cool. Okay, let's see if I know how to play this game. It's right. It's been a hot minute since I last played, but I'm glad you're here to join me from, like, the beginning. It was, as much as I loved having you there, at least now you get more, you know, context of the story and stuff. But it's gonna be, it's gonna be piss poor, at the start, because it's been, it has been so long since I last played this game. I think we should play it together more often. I like having your company, and, you know, I know you're just kind of zoning out and not paying super attention, but it's still nice to have you here. Plus, means I can rest my head on your shoulder and get all nice and comfy, and I don't have to worry about, you know, sitting in one position for too long and getting stuck like that. Because, you know, like when you sit down for too long and you're playing a game and you get up and your butt print is like in the couch or something. I don't have to worry about that because, well, one, I have you to lean on. But also, now it just won't be only my butt print. It'll also be yours. And so that makes it a bit better. This is one of my favorite songs in the game. I used to, like, look up the karaoke videos on YouTube of it all the time. And I just sing along with the... I think it's called Chaos Language. Oh, it's so cool. If I need anything from the shop. Moldavite, that sounds cool as shit. Oh, I love this game so much. I'm so happy I'm playing it again. Oh, I also love how if you go into, like, the side areas, The vocals go away and it's a lot more calm and quiet because you're away from the parade, I guess, going on in the main walkway. It's so cool. I don't know, little details like that make me really, really happy. I guess you probably heard earlier, but I was watching... this is embarrassing. I was watching, because, you know, I was really into Hamilton when it first got put out on Disney Plus. And so I was watching videos like dissecting all of the motifs and, you know, how the chord progressions evolve for all the characters, and just, I don't know, little details like that that are, you notice them, but unless you think about them, it, you know, it kind of just goes over your head. I think it's so interesting, and I love now noticing stuff like that in a game like this, which I've played so many times. But yeah, anyways, I know, I'm sorry, I know you're trying to relax and I keep talking to you. I'm really excited. You're totally in your own right to completely tune me out, though. I promise you I won't get hurt. Well, maybe a little. Oh, I got mail. Oh, I have so many mails. I didn't check it in a hot minute. Gotta find equipment. Okay. Scheduled correspondence, Jupiter fortune telling. Oh. And then, operator 6-0. I really wish that 6-0's character is expanded on more in the game, because she seems so lovable, and I feel like, we need a way through. Let's look around for, I don't know, I feel like she could have been really good for 2B, but then, unless I'm remembering incorrectly, she kind of just disappears after, like, you know, certain things that occur. I mean, yeah, she was totally just a minor character, but I'd like to know how she's doing. What her family's like, you know, if she has kids. Or almost missed that jump. See an item. Oh, I can't get to the item. Oh, it was just a choker. Been good at, like, platforming in games, and that really shows right now. It's a little embarrassing considering I've, you know, played this game so many times, And, you know, now you're watching, so of course this is the time where I mess up the most and I can't do a single jump without slipping off, but, you know. Oh my god. And then these robots on the fucking tank. I love. Because obviously, right, it would be nearly impossible to make a game where all of your decisions matter, because the way that that game would branch out, the different endings that there would be, you know, like Telltale tried, but in the end, that you end up being, sorry, I like their voices, but you know, you always end up being pushed into a narrative. But I like how in this game, you know, you could fight the tank, you could not. In the end, it doesn't affect your, you know, how you play. It doesn't affect the story. It doesn't do any of that. But as the game goes on and you learn more about the world and everyone in it, that choice weighs on your conscience. Not the characters, but yours, the player. And I think that's really interesting and cool. I don't know. But I really like that they added that. And if you successfully beat up the tank, I think you get like a machine core, which is essentially like their heart. And like, oh wait. Oh. Poor baby. I don't know, it's, I'm gonna try my best not to give any spoilers, but knowing what goes on in the game, these like cute little interactions and stuff right now, it's just my heart. Okay, wait, how do I play? So that's heavy, that's light. This button does nothing. This is jump. Okay. This is embarrassing.
Alert. Multiple resistance members detected beneath this room.
I also really like how you can like see other players' bodies in the game, and like they can help you out, or you can get like cool items from. I don't know. I think that's really cool too. I don't know. I don't want to talk over everything, but the music during this part, I'll turn it down a little bit so it doesn't bug you too much, but the music during this part, fucking incredible, like, holy shit. Always sucked at this fucking hacking shit. Oh, but I like how it's like the music is also in like 8-bit or 16-bit or whatever it is. One of the, you know, a number of bits. Ooh, got the rumbles in the controller. And they haven't stopped. There we go. Why is it a scanner? Wait. How do I... Wait. Fuck. Don't hit me yet. I'm trying to... 1 second. Is it this one? No. No. Oh, it is this one. Okay, cool. Shit. Fuck me. No. There we go. Do you know it'd be fun? We should play Mario Kart sometime. Obviously not when you're, you know, trying to do other things like sleeping or focusing on stuff that isn't me playing a game very poorly. But I think it'd be fun to play Mario Kart sometime. That's one of the only games that I'm actually genuinely good at, so. Although, I play better when I'm drunk. That's okay, it's almost done. Oh, I lied. I've been hacked. Hacker voice. Kaboom.
Thanks for the assist.
Oh, you mean the hacking? No worries. Us scanners are pretty good at that kind of thing. I've got to anytime.
9S is so cute. Oh, he's adorable. One second, I'm picking up items from their dead bodies. Just give me a moment.
I'm sorry, 2B. Their circuits are fried. I think they were only being kept alive by that enemy.
Oh.
One day I'll cosplay 2B. I think that'd be super cool.
So,
what is it?
That machine had some pretty weird things to say, huh? It's almost like it had actual emotion.
The machines don't have feelings. You said that
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Oh. Poor baby. I'm so stupidly attached to these characters. It's really bad. I know that, like, there are a lot of people who play games or, like, watch shows or whatever, and they're like, oh yeah, I like that character, but they're not genuinely attached. So I'm like, I love these characters so much. They're just, oh, I don't know. Oh, that's embarrassing again, so I'm gonna stop talking about it. Should I fish? It's like a really good fishing spot. Should I fish? I'll fish for a little bit.
Da 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 da.
I'm just getting koi carps. I was hoping to get like a big machine fish, but I can always fish later. You can tell a game is good if it has a good fishing mechanic. Like,
this thing is awfully verbose for a machine.
I can't focus, so there's dialogue. But another game with so there's a fishing mechanic in this one. I find it's more creative than interesting, I guess. Because, like, it's okay. I find it's really slow. However, a game with, like, a really, really good fishing mechanic is Final Fantasy XV. And, you know, that's one of my favorite games, along with Nier. But Final Fantasy XV has one of the most fun fishing mechanics I have ever played. I don't know what it is about it. It's just, it's so good. I don't know. It's just, it's really, really fun. Whoever made that put crack in it or something, because it's just so addictive. I didn't like it at first, but that's just because, like, I didn't get it, you know? Like, I didn't know how to do it, and so it wasn't very fun, but I was playing it again recently, and it is so fun. Oh my god. Ooh, almost missed an item. Did I pick it up? I did, I guess. This area has such a cute song. You want to cuddle up? We already finished chapter 4. Okay, I guess we'll go. Actually, I don't know if I want to continue the story. Maybe let's just do some side quests. I want to eventually, 100% this game. There's so much to do. So it's, you know, a little unlikely, but I don't know, I'd still like to. It doesn't look like there are any side quests. Let's just explore the desert, I think. Ooh. Can I not? Oh, I can't quick travel yet. Freak. Okay, never mind. I guess I'm continuing the story. Me move the box now, 9S. Just gonna, yeah, okay, thanks. I appreciate the help there, buddy. Did a really good job supervising. I don't know. I love how even in moments like that, obviously Tubi seems a little heartless, but she's trying to show she cares in a way that doesn't I don't know how to word it, but you know, she's still showing that she cares. In her own little fun way, and I love that, and it makes me happy. Let's get 15. it doesn't look like you have metal filler. How about the weapons guy? My pod. Let's see if I can remember how to get to the amusement park. I'm getting a little sleepy. I have no clue how much filler metal I need. I just know I need it. Can't wait until I unlock quick travel. This is taking so long. Thank you. Oh shit, I'm so high. That moose scared the fuck out of me. Oh, I'm so sleepy. Okay. Upgrade pod. I do need maintenance. Give me advice? I don't want advice on any of these things, actually. I just want to shop. I don't understand how any of this works, so I'm just not gonna bother. I know I could read about it, but that takes a lot of time, energy, and thinking, and I don't like doing any of those things. Let's see, what music can I put on? Let's do stage. Oh, yes, I now own all of them. What's one I really like? Dynamic melody, and I went with vocals. Oh my god, let's just sit here. Actually, that's too intense. I want a chiller one. What scenario? Oh yes, is it this one? I want it with vocals.
Mm-hmm.